WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your daily dose of motivation and accountability. I'm pumped to be back with you on another episode of Procrastination Punisher, where we're all about turning those I'll do it later moments into bring it on. Achievements. Today we're tackling a big one. Building habits that actually stick. You know that feeling when you're all fired up about starting something new, a new workout routine, learning a language, or finally tackling that novel. It's exciting. But then life happens, distractions creep in, and suddenly your ambitious goals are gathering dust. Sound familiar? Well, fear not, my friends, because I've got you back. We're diving deep into the science of habit formation and uncovering some seriously effective strategies to make those positive changes stick around for the long haul. Let's get those habits blazing. First up, let's talk about starting small. We've all been there trying to overhaul our entire lives in a week, only to burn out faster than a firework on the 4th of July. That's a recipe for disaster. Instead, focus on one tiny change at a time. Want to exercise more? Start with just 10 minutes a day. Craving healthier eating habits? Swap that sugary soda for water one sip at a time. It's about building momentum, not crushing yourself from the get-go. Next up, we've got consistency. Think of it like this. Every small action you take is a brick in the foundation of your new habit. You don't build a skyscraper overnight. It takes time and consistent effort to lay those bricks. So make your new habit non-negotiable. Schedule it into your day like any other important appointment. Treat it as a priority, not an afterthought. Now let's talk about motivation. Truth is, relying solely on willpower is a roller coaster ride. You're up one minute, crash the next. Instead, find ways to make your new habit enjoyable. Pair that workout with your favorite playlist or reward yourself for hitting those milestones. Remember, motivation ebbs and flows, but when you make something fun and rewarding, it's easier to stick with it even on the tough days. Ever notice how we tend to fall into routines? That's because our brains are hardwired for efficiency. So, leverage that. Attach your new habit to an existing routine. Want to meditate more? Do it right after you brush your teeth. Aiming to read every day? Keep a book on your bedside table. By pairing your new habit with something you already do, you create a mental trigger that makes it easier to follow through. Finally, celebrate those wins. Don't underestimate the power of recognizing your progress. Every small step forward deserves a pat on the back. Whether it's a high five in the mirror or treating yourself to something special, acknowledging your achievements keeps you motivated and reinforces the positive cycle. Think about that time you finally nailed that presentation after weeks of preparation. Remember that surge of accomplishment? That's the feeling we want to cultivate with each new habit we build. Let's bring it back to real life. Imagine Sarah, who's been wanting to start running for ages but keeps hitting roadblocks. I'm too tired. I don't have time. Or what if I look silly? Sarah knows she needs a change, but starting with a full-blown marathon training plan just feels overwhelming. Instead, Sarah decides to start small. She laces up her sneakers and takes a 10-minute walk around the block each morning. Then, one day, she adds a few minutes of jogging, mixing it with walking bricks. She listens to her favorite podcast while she runs, making it more enjoyable. And guess what? Those small steps turn into longer walks, then jogs, and before she knows it, Sarah's running 3 times a week. Sarah's story is proof that building lasting habits isn't about grand gestures, it's about consistent effort and celebrating the journey along the way. Remember, folks, every small step counts. By starting small, staying consistent, finding joy in the process, linking new habits to existing routines, and celebrating your wins, you can build a life filled with positive change that sticks around for the long haul. So go out there and smash those goals. Don't forget to share your own habit-building journeys on social media using #procrastinationpunisher. Let's inspire each other to level up. Until next time, keep pushing forward. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.